Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
I walked all over the place to make sure that dog didn't disgrace himself anywhere. Apparently not. That's Sammy. Oh, well. Thanks so much. Shut up. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it. Dimitri live and dangerously local every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday after the 8 o'clock news. We get in touch with, or he gets in touch with us, actually, Mr. Big Willie himself, legendary Valley OTR truck driver, calling in from his luxurious state-of-the-art cab, Freightliner Cascadia 125, DOT US 3538358. Mr. Big Willie, welcome back to our show, Dimitri live and dangerously local. How you doing?
All right, good morning, Dimitri. I think it's catching on. I sent you a thing. If everybody goes to our Facebook page or your Facebook page, they could see that logo I made up. Did you see that?
You mean our Facebook page, our show, our Facebook. This, our paycheck, yeah. Our, geez. You give them an inch.
Big Willie was easier to put up, like, on top of the logo. It was, like, huge. And then just had enough room to put your name down there a little bit smaller, but it's so long, so we had to make the font smaller. But anyhow, we got both names in there. I just thought it was a great idea. I'm going to run it by Mr. Deep Pockets later and see what he says.
Yeah, you do that.
I think our show is doing really good.
You do that about our show. So what's exciting you today? What has got you all lit up?
Oh, what's got me lit up? I'm actually in Cambridge getting a physical today in my pickup truck, so I'm waiting to go in there.
Wait a minute, slow down. Whoa. Don't bury the lead. Physical. Do you have a stage 5 cancer or something or what?
No, not now. No, I just got to get a physical, a yearly annual physical for the DOT license. So I forgot it expired yesterday, so I came back yesterday once I dropped my load, came home, and I made an appointment to get a physical done this morning. So I'm studying my eye exam right now because that's my hardest one. I FELOPEZD, something like that, line 20. God. So if you write it on the palm of your hand and you cover your left eye and cover your right eye with the same hand, you're 20/20.
You need to hire an illegal with really good eyesight. Pay him a few bucks to take your eye exam.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure. I'm not going to say nothing now. Anyhow. No, I'm just sitting there praising Donald Trump this morning again. I see the return of all them hostages. Did you see all them hostages come home?
It's heartbreaking because I was thinking about all the women that the Hamas just brutalized and then killed. No women hostages. There are no women hostages. These jihadists, these Gazans, these ISIS people, these Al-Qaedas, they've got a hatred for Western women that is incomprehensible to me because they treat their women as if they're pets or livestock. And then they see real women who have lives and everything, and they are so intimidated by that they do unspeakably horrible things to Western women, whether it's in the UK, whether it's in Israel. It's unbelievable, these jihadists. They're just the worst human beings.
Do you know that, like, ISIS and why? Did you ever know that 70, they are figuring 70% of them are inbred?
Because they marry their cousins. That's a fact. In fact, in England, that's the big scandal there now that they're saying it's okay to marry your cousin because they got so many Pakistanis who, that's what they do. They marry their first cousins and they have all these mental problems and physical problems of inbreeding, and then they wonder why it's such a mess.
Every time what I've read and researched, every time that somebody sleeps with their cousin and they have a baby, that baby's IQ drops 10%, 10 to 14%, or 10 to 14 points. So, I mean, that's why these people are so easily brainwashed and they don't think rationally, and almost all your ISIS people and everybody are all inbred. So when I read that, it just floored me. And I'm sitting there going, my God, no wonder they're messed up. You know, if they had any brain at all, they'd be able to think rationally. It's something else.
There is something with a lot of those people. We're talking about jihadists. We're talking about Gazans. We're talking about Hamas and Hezbollah and Al-Qaeda and some of these others. That there's this weird thing that with Western women who aren't all covered up, who have who are like, you know, free, that it it intimidates them to a degree that they want to kill them. I mean, it's unbelievable. They enslave them, the Yazidis and so many others. It is mind-boggling to me the atrocities, the human rights violations that these monsters, Hamas and Hezbollah and the others and ISIS and all that, have done to Western women. It's honestly, it's astonishing to me. It's heartbreaking.
And I don't understand it, because something so, well, us over here, the guys, you know, ignorant, but that's what we want. And we want the women around us, and I like a strong woman, at least, you know, to a point until I get home. Yeah, you know, and then I was like, be quiet for a little bit. No, I'm joking. Anyhow, but, you know, you want to see women, and you want to see women. You know,
I want to see women. I want to see lots of women.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't understand what they're thinking, to tell you the truth. You know, why they want them all covered up and everything else, because it's like unwrapping a gift at Christmas, and you see the look on your face once you unwrap it. You don't know if you're going to like it or not. You know? So, it'd be like a kid getting socks for Christmas. You unwrap it, but, oh, man, I got to find another one to unwrap. But I don't understand why they cover them from head to toe. It doesn't make sense. But I guess that's just how they were raised, or whatever it is, the religion and...
I don't think it's the religion. I don't think it's, honestly, I don't think it's the religion. I think it's the culture for, not everyone, obviously, but a lot of it, it's so bad in England, really, that the National Health Organization has said it's okay now to marry your first cousin, because they got so many Pakistanis, but it's not, I don't think it's religion at all. I think it's cultural. From the third world, and the thing that's so scary with Pakistan is, you know, you got all these you know, first cousin marriages and births and inbreeding and all that, and Pakistan's a nuclear power.
Right. Oh yeah, they're huge nuclear power, and they know that their IQ level is even lower is what's scary.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense. That Catherine Tallman, she's so nice, isn't she?
She's a very nice lady. I could do without the dog. I'm not an animal person. Right. But Sammy, if you're going to have a dog, you want to have Sammy, because he is, right. He's like Lassie, except he drools all over the place. Oh, I need more big and bits and this, that, and then she feeds him all these. And then, oh, Sammy's gained weight. I wonder why that is. Here's some more big and bits. And all. It just, ugh. But if you're going to have a dog, you want to have Sammy. That I will grant you. That is the nicest collie, nicest dog I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah.
Even Johnny come over there to say hi.
Yeah, even Johnny. Yeah, and he's going to be there at this big event. They're going to be handing out lots of candy. Catherine forgot her bag of Twix here. I've got to give this to Johnny, because he's going to be handing it out to all the kids there in St. Clairsville in a few nights.
Wonder if you got a nice-looking dog collie that people would like you more.
No, I don't think... Well, first off, they wouldn't like me more. They'd like the dog more. And second, Dimitri does not live with animals. I do not live with animals.
I'm just trying to pick up some ratings for our show.
Anything else you want to talk about this morning?
Hey, that Jay Thomas guy, I tell you what, they're running for the thing, he seemed like a nice guy yesterday.
Jay Stevens?
Jay Stevens, that's it.
It helps to have the right last name.
Stevens. Well, Jay Stevens. Okay. Well, yeah. I don't sit and study everything.
I believe you.
Job, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I believe you.
Yeah. Same thing as in high school. But anyhow, yeah, he seemed like a nice guy, and I don't think he would have let that dump go in up there either. The way he talked, and I talked to a couple other people about him yesterday. And they said, you know what, he goes to all the meetings, he's a very down-to-earth guy, and he's really for the people, just like Catherine is, and I don't know if he's got a collie, but, you know, and listening to him yesterday, I mean, he seemed like a genuine person.
What is that thing up there on National Road near Ebert's? Is it a transfer station, or what exactly is it?
Big dump transfer station. Yeah, it's a huge, like 160 foot by 100 foot building, and they bring in the trash. And I think the permit, the way I read it, it said all the trash there goes from there to Dover,
oh,
to Kimball
God.
Facility in Dover, Ohio.
God.
So I mean, they can't even pick up. I got Kimball, which we're going to change, but I had Kimball at my house. and they might not pick the trash up for a week, couple days here.
Well, you know what you need to do. Here's what you need to do. You call Dwayne. You call Dwayne Pelek. He is Ohio Valley Waste Systems. Hold on. I've got a bug in my face. Ah! There's a bug in my face. Oh, God. Jesus. Anyway, no, it might have been a hornet. I don't know what the hell it was. Anyway, so I'm not joking. That something was horrible. All right, so call Dwayne, Ohio Valley Waste Systems. You tell him Dimitri sent me, full disclosure. He is one of my clients, Dimitri 2020 LLC. He's an advertiser. I do personal endorsements. In fact, this morning they picked up our trash. They do a wonderful job. You go there, you ask for Dwayne. If he's not available, you ask for John. If he's not available, you ask for Lee. And you say, look, Dimitri sent me. I want Ohio Valley Waste Systems to pick up my trash. I'm tired of these out-of-town garbage companies. I want Ohio Valley Waste Systems, and they'll take good care of you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that. Email it to me like you did Serena Hackathorn.
Oh, I will, absolutely. And get all your insurance from Serena Hackathorn and Michaela Williams at Health Markets Insurance Agency. Again, full disclosure, also a Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local client, so there's that. Yes.
Because Serena is gold.
Serena Hackathorn is gold. She really is. Yeah. Not only is she beautiful and smart, which she really is. I mean, she's just drop dead gorgeous and super smart, but she is really, really, really committed to personal service. There are no call centers. You don't call them and they get you in touch with people in the Philippines or India. You know, you come in, you sit down. This is who I am. These are my needs. These are Christie's needs. These are my kids' needs, whatever. And honestly, they're wonderful. They really are.
Yeah, well, that's great. That she sounds like a very wonderful person.
She is, though. Absolutely. Anything else that's on your mind?
No, I just talking yesterday what you said about the dump up there. I changed the name to the Rick Farrell garage dump, you know.
Why Rick Farrell? Why Rick Farrell?
He's the one that approved it, and he said, well, he did approve it, but he didn't fight it like he did the injection wells and everything. So just something didn't seem right there. I'm not saying anything happened, but it just, I don't know, it just seems like one of them people that, somebody comes over and says, hey, how you doing, and takes you out to lunch or something, and next thing you know, you're, oh, okay, let's do that, you know. So I don't know, maybe we'll do some more digging and find out what really happened there. But what I could research was that, he was all against all for the environment, against injection well and this and that. And then a year later, he's like, yeah, go ahead and put a big trash dump in. And he says, well, I can't fight that and this and that. And just crazy stuff. You know what I mean?
Wow. We need to find out more about that whole situation there. We really do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And also the tax thing, everybody keeps forgetting about it, I think, but everybody's going to oppose the property tax and go down and sign down in Bel Air and see the beautiful lady down there that's working the office at Bel Air and sign on the petition to get rid of the property taxes. In Ohio, that's huge. Don't believe all the nonsense you're seeing out there about it's going to raise this, it's going to raise that, and then the schools ain't going to get money, and the fire departments are going to lose money, and that just doesn't, that won't happen. I mean, it's just, they don't want to lose the money. Nobody likes to lose money, you know, just think of the money you're going to save, and the house is actually, and your property is actually going to be yours for once. You don't have to pay your house off and then keep paying somebody over and over and over again. It'd be like buying a hamburger, and every week you have a hamburger in your refrigerator. Until you get rid of it, you got to pay tax on it again and again and again. So where's the sense in it? People just got to straighten up with it a little bit. Use their common sense. Go down to Bel Air and sign the petition down on Guernsey Street in Bel Air. And that's all I really got today, Dimitri.
Oh, my God, you ended actually in time. Are you ill?
No, that does.